From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. More than 15 million people have turned 18 since the last presidential election, and new research shows they are interested and politically active. Many of the first-time voters this year will be women. In fact, according to the Pew Research Center, women have turned out to vote at higher rates than men for almost 40 years. WBHM's Janae Pierre checked in with three young Alabama women to hear what they're thinking.
Chatsuni Hollyfield describes herself as politically engaged. The 20-year-old political science major is active in her community and on campus, where she's a member of the Sanford Democrats. Hollyfield says she's voting for former Vice President Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris.
I think that we can use a change. I think that race relations can be handled differently, as well as other social and human rights.
Hollyfield says civil rights are at stake with President Donald Trump in the White House. Aside from race relations, she's also concerned about the future of the Affordable Care Act. She says many people in her Birmingham community depend on it. President Trump has promised to repeal it, but Hollyfield says he hasn't offered a replacement.
So without that or something very similar to it, it could leave a lot of people displaced when it comes to figuring out how they will go to doctor's visits and take care of health priorities.
Hannah York is a member of UAB Republicans. The third-year biophysics major is more than enthused about Election Day.
I'm excited. It's my first time. I'm looking forward to it.
Next month, York says she'll vote to re-elect President Trump. The 21-year-old is pleased with the Trump administration's work so far. She says her eye is on the country's economy.
It's really important to me to know that I will be entering the workforce in a stable economy. And so far, Trump has provided that. He has his shortcomings, perhaps, but the stable economy is definitely not one of them.
York says proposed tax increases, among other things, by Democrats, have swayed her to the Republican side. Latrell Clifford Wood isn't buying it. The 23-year-old Stillman College graduate assistant says Trump has to go. But she's not completely sold on the Biden-Harris ticket either. However, not voting isn't an option.
The idea of sitting out does not feel like an action that would allow me to be complete.
She says there's a lot at stake with this presidential election, and York, the young Republican, agrees.
In general, I think it's important to vote. I can see why someone may not. The tensions are incredibly high, especially because of different social things that have happened this year.
Clifford Wood hoped Biden would have a stronger stance on police reform after the police killings of so many black people this year. She's just not impressed with Biden's campaign. But Clifford Wood says she'll have to bite the bullet and vote for Biden anyway. It's a situation she says Democrats find themselves in far too often.
Myself and many other people come from this sort of history where we have to make decisions to survive. And I do not think that another Trump presidency is survivable.
Whether Democrat or Republican, young voters understand their futures are on the line. On November 3rd, they'll become part of a historic election that's already breaking records for voter turnout. Janae Pierre, WBHM.